This is Jay Sekulow. More developments on the situation with the Americans held hostage in Iran. We'll give you the update.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Senate, of course, is debating the Corker bill. Corker now says he has a veto-proof majority. He doesn't really need it because you've endorsed the compromise bill. But there are a whole series of amendments that are going to be voted on. For instance, there's an amendment that says before any sanctions are lifted, Iran would have to release those three Americans known to be in Iranian prisons. What is the administration's view? Are you saying that it is this deal or no deal? Would we go back to a veto threat if an amendment passes that says first Iran needs to release those Americans? Would you veto that bill?
The president would certainly veto any amendment or any bill with an amendment that undermined the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or that interfered with the ongoing negotiations. Certainly a provision, an amendment, that made this nuclear deal contingent on Iran's release of those three American citizens, it would directly undermine the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and it certainly would interfere with the ongoing negotiations between the international community and Iran on their nuclear program.
I'm concerned, as you may know and expect, with some journalists that are in jail in your country, and I hope that the human rights questions can be discussed as well.
We do not jail people for their opinions. The government has a plan to improve, enhance human rights in the country. But people who commit crimes, who violate the laws of a country, cannot hide behind being a journalist or being a political activist. People have to observe the law. And I believe it is important for everybody to respect the rule of law and to allow the political process, the judicial process in Iran to run its course. And I believe at the end of the day, everybody will be best served by that.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the situation is, as you're hearing in that open, is basically a doubling down by the foreign minister of Iran, as well as a bit of a doubling down by the president of the United States. That is, if they want to act as if we don't have three Americans held hostage in Iran while these negotiations are going on. And it seems to me there's a coordinated effort now, and this may be a drastic statement, but I'm going to say it. It seems to me there's a coordinated positioning here between the Iranian officials and the White House to make sure this issue of these hostages are put on the side. And the danger with this, of course, is you put them on the side, the chances of them being freed become less and less. I mean, that's just the way politics work. What I cannot understand, what I refuse to accept, is the White House position that somehow three Americans are a distraction to the process that's going on with Iran. I want to take your calls on this. What is motivating the president here? ACLJ.org or 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I urge you to get in the conversation early here and discuss this, because as the reports are coming out, we're going to play more of the sound. There's also right now votes and discussions in the United States Senate, and there's a lot of support for an amendment to the Corker bill that would say, look, the Americans have to be released. But the fact of the matter is, the White House and some Republicans don't want it to move in that direction. We've got to fight back, and we're doing that at the ACLJ, and we really need your help in this. I want to encourage you to take a stand. It's also Friday, so we're going to take a call on topics that you want to talk about. Look, kind of like an open phone Friday here. You've got the situation in Baltimore. You've got big international issues. We'll talk about all of them. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A huge thank you to the ACLJ members. We exceeded that $1.2 million goal for the month of April by going over $1.3 million. So huge response, a huge thank you. Last day to sign on to the petition for these Americans to be released. We're at 196,000. Let's get it to 200,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Also, we've got a new site up. I want you to go to it. UndemocraticBook.com. That's undemocraticbook.com. Brand new book we've got coming out. We want you to pre-order on our government, how we take it back. I'll have more to talk about that in a moment.
Yeah. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's play this sound. I think you've got to get a sense of what's going on in the United States Senate right now. Let's play Senator Tom Cotton's statements about this. I think this was the floor of the Senate just a day or so ago.
I, the senator from Florida, many other senators have submitted multiple amendments to ask for votes on these points. We have been consistently blocked from bringing up these amendments for a vote. It's fine if you want to vote no. It's even fine if you agree with those points, but you think that this is a delicate agreement that has to be prevented from amended in any way. But we need to vote. If you don't want to vote, you shouldn't have come to the Senate. If you're in the Senate and you don't want to vote, you should leave.
Well, there you have it. And that's because these amendments would call for a recognition of Israel from Senator Rubio. Others would say the Americans have to be released. But there's a doubling down going on right now, and I think this is the situation we've got. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me again encourage you to sign on to that petition. The last day to do it is today, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org, 877-989-2255. I also want to make an announcement. Again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ members. We went over, exceeded our goal. We had a stretch goal of $1.2 million for the month of April as our matching challenge. I'm going to get the exact number, but it's one point. I think we were a little over 1,000,003. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And this was a great response. So to our ACLJ members, let me just say thank you. You really made it happen, and that is absolutely fantastic. I've got a brand new book coming out on May 19th. It's called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom. And I've got a plan in there. I go through the cases and the issues that we're facing as a country, everything from the IRS to the Department of Justice to the VA scandal to the EPA, you name it, it's in here. And then I give a three-part plan to resist, to reform, and restore our constitutional republic. The book is published by Simon Schuster Howard Books. It's the same publisher that did our book Rise to ISIS. This one's a hardback. It's going to be available on May 19th, but we've set up a website, and I want to encourage you to check this website out. It's undemocraticbook.com, undemocraticbook.com. And when you go there, you will be able to pre-order the book now. And while the pre-orders are very, very important, here's the reason why. We were on the New York Times bestsellers list for weeks with ISIS and became the definitive text on ISIS because you all went and pre-ordered that book, and it shot it right to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing for our brand new book, because this is a domestic book dealing with domestic issues, but it really does lay out a vision for our country. And if you pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, you can get the ebook or the hardback, or wherever you buy books, your local bookstore, your local Barnes & Noble, or your local independent bookstore. Go in there now and ask them to get an order for you, Undemocratic. That's going to help us get on the New York Times list. You know what that does? That impacts our ability to have this book widely distributed. I'm going to send it to every member of the United States House and Senate. The book is Undemocratic. We'll be talking more about it in the weeks to come. But I do want to let you know today, if you pre-order that, even today, it's going to help us. It'll be out in a couple weeks. But pre-order it today and get copies for your friends. It really makes a difference. Again, Undemocratic. And if you want to get more information about it, just go to undemocraticbook.com. I'm going to take some phone calls. By the way, I just got the number. We finished up the month of April, folks. $1,337,853.17. And I go right down to the cents to let you know that every amount you donate, right down to that 17 cents, makes a difference. And a huge thank you from all of us at the ACLJ. We could not have done this without you. So a huge, huge thank you. I'm going to go right to our phones. Tony's calling from Florida on line one. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jay, thanks. Hey, listen, this is a future for America. This is the kind of leadership that we have that is anti-American, and our president has consistently went against Christians and said derogatory things, and America needs to wake up because we need to vote in the true leaders and what our government stands for and what our forefathers
Well, we've got to take the constitutional republic back. I mean, this president's put forward an agenda that has basically created a fourth branch of government. That fourth branch of government's the bureaucracy. There's only one problem. There's no bureaucracy is not listed in the United States Constitution. But you know what? More rules and regulations are passed by the bureaucrats who are unelected, unaccountable, not supervised, not accountable to anybody. And the fact is, they pass more laws and regulations than the United States Congress. And you talk about the attack on Christians. How about this at the Easter prayer breakfast from President Obama?
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned. But that's a topic for another day. Where there is injustice, I was about to veer off. I'm pulling it back.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. You know, then blames. Don't get on your high horse, Christians, because of the Crusades. I mean, this is the nature of what the president does. But let me tell you what you have to do here. This is where you've got to reform the system. So whether it's the IRS or the Department of Justice or the Veterans Administration, ask yourself in all these agencies, with all this wrongdoing under this president who's laughing, have any of these people been fired? No. Have any of these people lost their job? A couple have quit, but they got their retirements. No accountability. If you were to do that, if I were to do that, we'd lose our jobs. They don't. And that's the problem when you've got an unelected bureaucracy. And by the way, that goes right down into the State Department. So we focus on Senator Kerry, and we focus on Secretary of State Kerry, rather, and we focus on the president. But the fact of the matter is, if you go into the State Department, there's an entrenched bureaucracy there that is so deep that change is going to require major reforms. So that it impacts our domestic policy, our global policy, our foreign policy, our military policy. And we've got to take the country back. And we've laid out a plan in our book, Undemocratic, how unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing our freedoms and liberty. And we've laid out a plan on how to do it. I want to encourage all of our listeners to go and pre-order that book, as I mentioned. Undemocraticbook.com, there's all kinds of ways you can order the book there. I encourage you to do it. Undemocraticbook.com. And I'm going to give a copy of the book to a caller today as well as the day goes on. So we'll see who calls and somebody will get a book here. We're going to do that randomly. But let's go right to our phones. Eden is calling as 11 years old. Hi, Eden.
Hi, ACLJ. I just want to thank you so much for Sandy got for a BB and Saeed. And everyone signed the petition because you're making our future better when we grow up. And thank you so much, ACLJ.
Well, let me tell you something. I really appreciate you calling, and I'm going to send you to you and your parents a copy of our new book. I'm going to send you both books, actually. I'm going to send you a copy of Undemocratic, and I'm going to send to your parents a copy of ISIS. And I thank you for your family for praying for Pastor Saeed. And it is really encouraging to know that you are that involved and that engaged in an issue at 11 years old. That warms our hearts here at the ACLJ. So thank you, Ian. Hang on the line here. We're going to get that address from you. We'll send you out this material. 1-800. In fact, I'm also going to send you something else, Eden. My daughter-in-law, Amanda, did the illustrations of a book with the God Bless America, God Bless the USA song by Lee Greenwood. She did the illustrations for a book with Lee Greenwood, and that book's coming out. I'm going to make sure that book is signed by Amanda and signed by Lee Greenwood, and we're going to get a copy. That'll be a couple of weeks away, but we're going to send you that, Eden, and I appreciate it very, very much. And so you hang on the line here, and we'll get your parents to get us the address. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. When we come back from the break, I'm going to take more of your phone calls. Obviously, we've got a lot to talk about here. I am very concerned about the situation. I want to play another soundbite for you here. Do we have the sound from the Charlie? Yeah, well, yeah, we've got time. Charlie Rose talking to Foreign Minister Zarif. Take a listen.
I'm concerned, as you may know and expect, with some journalists that are in jail in your country, and I hope that the human rights questions can be discussed as well.
We do not jail people for their opinion.
False. They do jail people for their opinions. Go ahead.
The government has a plan to improve, enhance human rights in the country.
Yeah, which means you've got you have no human rights in your country, so you've got a plan to improve it. How about starting with letting the Americans go?
I believe we have an obligation as a government to our own people to do that. But people who commit crimes, who violate the laws of a country, cannot hide behind being a journalist or being a political activist.
So I guess in Iran, being a political activist is a crime. Because they're saying, well, if you're a political activist, you can't hide behind that. But that's what these people, the journalist was a credentialed reporter. Saeed Ebedini isn't a political activist. He's a pastor. Amir Hekmat, these people were there visiting his grandmother. And we're sitting down with them, and they're still not released. You go to ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255, and sign that petition. Last day to do it. Let's get it to 200,000. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. It's Friday. I'm taking free calls, open calls here. So if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, our book, new book coming out May 19th called Undemocratic. Go to undemocraticbook.com or just go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and order a copy. We want to get those pre-sales up, folks, so we can get on that New York Times list like last time. Take more of your calls when I come back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Ebedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed
Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast. Everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. You may be following this story as well. The situation in Baltimore, the police, six police officers have been charged with homicide, including second-degree murder, in the death there of the person that was, you remember the initial situation where the individual was arrested and then had a broken spine. There was all kind of conflicting reports, but today they have issued a formal basically indictments against six of the police officers saying that Freddie Gray's arrest was illegal in the way it was handled. Not that the arrest itself was illegal, but that the way it was handled was the medical examiner did an examination. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. Pray for Baltimore, for peace in Baltimore, and the families of everybody involved here. I've got ties to Baltimore, lived in Baltimore for a while, and have a family that's still in the Baltimore area. So, just being prayed for that city and that situation. Terrible situation. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Richard. He's calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's on line 2. Hi, Richard.
Yes, sir. I have two questions. How does the White House position about not including the release of those prisoners with the nuclear deal line up with President Obama's previous statements that we don't leave anyone behind? And what about his policy?
Well, let me answer that one first. It doesn't line up. So we are, I'm hopeful and prayerful that we're not going to leave somebody behind, but it sure seems like we are. Go ahead.
And what about his promises to Pastor Saeed's wife and children?
Well, he would do everything. Let me say this, Richard. Let me play for you. This is the words of, we can find it, Nagma Abedini, who actually came out and issued a video statement last week. She issued a statement last week where she addressed this very issue. I don't want to cut you off, Richard, but you were asking about the president saying he would do everything. Is that what you were talking about, to Nagma?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So this is her response to that. I want everybody to listen.
Dear President Obama, when you met with my children, Rebecca and Jacob, and I in January, you promised that you would do everything you can to get my husband, their father, out of prison. You told our family that securing my husband's release is a high priority. I know that this is a very difficult thing to do, but I ask you, Secretary of State John Kerry, and your administration to do everything they can to have our fellow U.S. citizens freed before any deal is finalized with Iran. In your address on April 2nd, you stated, "These are matters of war and peace, and they should be evaluated based on facts and what is ultimately best for the American people. The fact is that my husband, who is being held simply because of his Christian faith, and the three other wrongfully held U.S. citizens are Americans, and they need to be released. Mr. President, as the U.S. continues its negotiations with Iran, will you please demand the immediate release of Jason Rezaian, Amir Hikmeti, Robert Levinson, and my husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini? This direct ask needs to be priority, front, and center, and not pushed to the sidelines. These Americans deserve to be free and return to their families immediately."
Well, there you have it. That's why I played that, Richard. She addressed, Nagma Abedini addressed the President of the United States, calling for a direct demand of the release of the prisoners at the table by the Secretary of State, to Zarif. Zarif is being questioned by all the media about this. The White House is being questioned by all the media about this. And this is time for these Americans to be released. I appreciate you calling. And folks, again, sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, we'll be here for another half hour. If you want to ask questions, call us at 800-684-3110. It is an open Friday, so we're taking calls on a variety of topics. We already have talked about those, but of course we're also asking for your prayers and thoughts for the people of Baltimore and your continued prayers and thoughts for the people involved, whether it's Amir Hakmati, whether it's Jason Razan, or whether it is, in fact, Saeed Abedini. Continue to pray for them and pray for our team as we look at every alternative. I'm going to be meeting next week with some leaders to put another plan, continue putting plans in place for Saeed Abedini. We're not giving up. And again, a huge thank you to all of you who are supporting the work of the ACLJ, especially in March and April, record months. We could not have done it without you. Let's go right back to the phone. Lillian's calling from Sacramento, California. She's on line four. Hi, Lillian.
Hi. Thank you for taking
sure.
my call. The only thing I was going to say is our president and his administration are showing total indifference to this situation when you compare it how fast he acted to, he had no problem to swap an American deserter for five Al-Qaeda prisoners,
right.
And it was done so fast without even the Congress knowing.
Well, this is exactly the point, Lillian, and that's why we've now got members of Congress that are making very impassioned statements on the floor of the Senate debating this issue right now, where they want the protection of these Americans. And you heard earlier from Senator Cotton, the statement that Senator Cotton stated, where he said, we've got to get these resolutions, these amendments voted on. Listen, I want the main bill to pass, which is that the oversight take place of Iran. I think Congress has a right there. But listen to what Marco Rubio had to say.
Iran is a country that is governed and run by a radical Shia cleric who has ideas about the future of the world that are frightening. What is more frightening in my mind is the information that we've received from this administration about the framework that they agreed to on the 2nd of April. It's a framework, for example, that would allow Iran to retain thousands of centrifuges and grant them the right to enrich uranium. It's an arrangement that does nothing whatsoever on the cases of those Americans who are currently unjustly detained in Iran.
So understand this. Because almost 200,000 of you have really talked about this, prayed about this, spoken out about this, this is the kind of reaction we're getting. At least we're having this debate. You realize that's a win in and of itself, the fact that this debate's taking place on Capitol Hill right now. So we're continuing to move forward. We are concerned that those within the State Department, what I call the bureaucrats, have a different plan. And we've got to resist them and reform it and restore it and really take action here. I think, are we going to go on Periscope during the, we're going to go up on Periscope during the break coming up here in just a moment. So we encourage you to do that. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Great calls today. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As I said, we've got our book, Undemocratic. That's going to be out in just a couple of weeks. I'm going to give another copy away later in the broadcast here, so you want to stay tuned for that. And we'll be shipping to those. It'll be shipped to you around May 19th, by the way, so when it's going to be released. But we encourage you to go ahead and pre-order it. And the reason I say that is with Rise of ISIS, we got to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list because you pre-ordered so many copies, and we had huge impact on that issue. And this is a book about unelected bureaucrats, the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ, the VA, the EPA, I mean, on and on, the NLRB, how these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats are stealing our freedoms and liberty and how we're going to take them back. So it's a book of reality and hope. You can go to undemocraticbook.com. There we've got a special website set up for it. You can learn more about the book and you can pre-order it. Or you can go directly to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's going to be an ebook and a hardback wherever books are sold. Order your copy now, and really, I'll tell you something, folks, you can help us make a difference here. UndemocraticBook.com, or just go to Undemocratic at Amazon, and you can get it there, Barnes & Noble. We'll take more of your calls. Remember, sign that petition if you haven't already done so, and a huge thank you to those of you that stood with us for this matching challenge in April. What a response. We can't thank you enough. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
We're
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Bill is calling from Oregon. He's on line one. By the way, I was just up on Periscope. If you don't have it, download that app. It's put out by Twitter, but you can download the app. And we have conversations during the breaks here, which are great, and we encourage you to do that. So, again, you could do that. It's called Periscope, and we're starting to use that technology a lot. Bill from Oregon is on line one. Hi, Bill.
Happy May, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading a book called The Black Robe Regiments.
Yep.
Back during the, are you familiar with it?
Vaguely, yeah. I mean, I haven't read the book, but I know about the topic.
Okay, well, it's set in the Revolutionary period, back when we had the Declaration
right.
of Independence, and it's quotations from a lot of ministers that
yep.
were speaking out for religious and other liberties.
Right.
And it's so different than it is today. We even had election sermons back then.
Yeah, they did have election sermons. For those that don't know what that is, it would be before the Tuesday general election for president or for Congress. They would have an election day sermon, and the pulpits were a big part of the move for our independence from Great Britain. This was a big part of it, and this is a part of history that sometimes gets ignored. But you're absolutely right, Bill. And the problem now is, of course, when our government was first founded, we had a limited federal government. They had a limited role and responsibility. Now we've got a fourth branch of government that's been created here, and it's the bureaucracy. And they've taken over. So whatever the administration might be, I mean, organizations or entities you never heard of have had unbelievable impact on your life. So if I say the NLRB, a lot of people would say, what's the NLRB? Well, the NLRB is the National Labor Relations Board. But if you lived in South Carolina, wanted a high-paying job at the Boeing plant, guess what? The NLRB did not want Boeing to move there. Why? Because it was going against their narrative. They overreached, and they lost. But they lost because we went to court, federal court, to the Supreme Court in the United States to beat back these recess appointments of the presidents. Because the idea there was the government is overreaching. And by the way, that is whether it's the National Labor Relations Board or whether it even goes deeper. And it can go deeper when it's a situation, and this is the truth, when it's a situation like the State Department, and we're seeing that play out right now, right before our eyes. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening right this very moment where you've got internal struggles within the State Department. I think that's the reason why we're not getting the kind of relief we need to see these Americans that are being held captive in Iran released. I'm taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It's Friday. We're taking open calls here. We've got a lot of calls coming in. I'm going to get to those in just a moment. When we come back from the break, I will get more of your calls on air. Again, a huge thank you. I really, from all of us at the ACLJ, we can't thank you enough. We had an incredible, incredible response to our matching challenge. You know, last year we did about $970,000 in donations. We thought this year maybe $1.1 million. I put a stretch goal out there to $1.2 million. And you know, it was $1,337,853.17. And understand this, folks. That means we're getting almost $2,700,000 goes to the ACLJ, released to us through a matching challenge. And I say the 17 cents because every bit helped. And a huge thank you to those of you that sponsored us these last 2 months and continue to support the work of the ACLJ. We cannot thank you enough. If you want to support the work, you can do that still, of course, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Same number, by the way, and website, ACLJ.org, to sign on to that petition for the release of these Americans. We're getting really close to 200,000. We're getting a lot of debate in the United States Senate right now, so positive things are happening. But we've got a long way to go. I'm going to take more of your calls when we come back to the break. Lines are jammed right now at 800-684-3110, but I'll take more. We've got a brand new book. I'm really excited about this, you could tell. This book we've got coming out called Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, Our Liberties and Freedom. I talk about what the abuses that have taken place, and then I talk about how do we take our government back. We resist, we reform, and we restore our constitutional republic. Go to undemocraticbook.com or just order it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. It's called Undemocratic. I'm the author. Be thrilled to have you support it. Pre-orders really help to get it on that New York Times list.
It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Than a little bit. When we exceeded our stretch goal by $137,000, you gave a lot more than a little bit. But thank you very, very much from all of us at the ACLJ. Huge response. We're just absolutely thrilled. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. I ask for your prayers for Saeed Abedini and his family, Amir Hakmani, Jason Rezaian, and everyone being held. I mean, this should be an example of the persecution that's going on, and we need to keep this at the forefront of what's really taking place right now. Of course, the family of Robert Levinson as well. Also, the situation in Baltimore, the six police officers have been indicted, charged with homicide, some second-degree murder charges as well for the death of Freddie Gray. Pray for that situation as well. Pray for the families involved, and pray for the city of Baltimore. A city that I have a relationship with. I lived in Baltimore. I've got family still in Baltimore. And it's a city that's struggling right now, as you can imagine. I am taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let me take Doug calling from Virginia on line 5. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the broadcast. And by the way, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Doug, go ahead. Doug, you're on the air. We'll go back to Doug in a moment. Let's go to Mark, who's calling from California on line 6. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good, wonderful. First of all, thank you so much for whatever you're doing, brother.
Thank you.
I'm an Iranian. I gave my heart to Jesus in 99.
Great.
And I had to run away in 2001. And the gentleman who was actually a little bit ago, you basically play what he said, that they don't jail people in Iran for their opinion. He is partially right. You know, the lucky one, they go to jail. If Pastor Saeed is basically in jail and he's not dead yet, it's just because of our voice here that they know that they cannot kill him right now. And before I give my heart to Jesus, there are a lot of pastors that actually had the opportunity to listen to their basically CDs and, you know, tapes and things in that nature. They got killed after they released from, you know, jail.
Yep.
They killed Pastor DeBodge, Matthew DeBodge, just because he was, you know, converted from Islam to Christianity. They killed Pastor Hike. They killed Pastor Ravon Bach. They killed Pastor Sude. I have a list of, you know, many pastors that they just got killed without even no one know about it. If basically Pastor Saeed is not killed right now, it's because what we are doing here. Otherwise, he would be dead. They would release him, and they would just kill him.
You know, Mark, we've talked about this before, and I'm glad you called because I want your comments about this. And that is, we've said, and we've had people that have come out of Evin prison and Rajashahr, some of these other prisons in Iran, that have said the only reason they were kept alive was because there was world pressure. People were talking about them. And you're underscoring that. But I think, it's, again, reiterate that point. But let me play a little bit of the Zaref comment and then have you respond, Mark. Go ahead. Let's play it.
We do not jail people for their opinions. The government has a plan to improve, enhance human rights in the country.
All right. So, Mark, this is the foreign minister of Iran. Your sense about his statements, they don't jail people for these things, they're improving human rights. That's not what we're hearing, and you experienced it firsthand.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have actually friend that actually they're here. You know, the one that they actually get killed, that's the easy one. I have a friend. He's here. I cannot say his name because he's still involved with ministering in Iran.
Yep.
But he was saying, Mark, you know what? The hardest thing for me every day, when I would come home, I would sit like threatening letters. He said one time I got a letter that they said, when your daughter coming back from school, we're going to pour some acid in her face.
Mm.
And I was, every day my daughter was coming home, I was like, today maybe is the day. God help me. When he was in jail, when he, special forces in Iran, they told him, while you are in jail, we're going to rape your wife. We're going to rape your wife. And he was in jail. He couldn't do anything. So he said, This is the daughter of the Lord. She is belonging to the Lord. You cannot touch her. She couldn't do anything. So every time they play with his mind, just because of what? Just because he's an amazing guy. He's just an amazing guy helping addicted people, talking about Bible. That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
And you know, we have many of those things. Yeah, I had a pleasure to pray with Pastor Saeed Abedini and Nakhme. Nakhme is my basically vice friend, and they were in our church before they go to Iran, and they did not have any bad intention. They were just going to help the kids. They were talking about their ministry. But let me tell you this. This is just absolute lie, and I'm going to say something, and maybe it's going to offend some people, but this is true. We don't have fanatic, Islamic fanatic people. This is what Quran is teaching. I born in an Islamic family. My generation was Muhammad. I gave my heart to Jesus because I know that Islam is not black and white. It's just you can be gray. So you can just do whatever you need to do to get to what you want to do. So it's basically, I just want to say, please, American people, I'm a U.S. citizen now. I just want to make sure that you know what you're doing. You know what you're voting for. You know who is going to be the next president, who you need to support. You need to stand for what basically, you know, there was a reason that God blessed this country.
Yep.
If you forget that, God is going to take his hand off this country. So you have to stay for what is right, which is what is in the Bible. So,
well, Mark, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your the emotion in your voice. We can hear it. You're from Iran. You're now a Christian. You came to this country, now a U.S. citizen, and you've shed a lot of light on what we've been talking about. And I want to thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you taking time to listen to the broadcast. Thank you, Mark. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, there's the reality of what we're fighting every single day. And your help, and you sure did last month, in record numbers. I can't begin to thank you, because when you support us like that, we can deploy. I deploy lawyers, folks, all over, and you know this, all over the globe, places we don't even talk about. But we could do that because of you, and I really appreciate Mark calling in. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. We've got a lot to talk about here. James is calling from Oklahoma on line two. James, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
We just came back from a sixth grade government tour in Washington, D.C. with sixth grader. Went to the Holocaust Museum. One thing we learned there was after Adolf Hitler became chancellor, which took about 6 months, 6 months after that, he had everything in place to do exactly what he did. Their motto there on an armband, I'm actually wearing it right now, it says, "What you do matters."
Well, that's exactly right. And look, the Nazis were systematic. They were organized. Their evil was perpetuated in a way that was very targeted and very direct. And I had relatives that were killed in the Holocaust, and I'm glad that you were able to take your son there. And we never, ever can forget what happened. But let me tell you this. I believe there's another version of a Holocaust happening right now in the Middle East. There's a 9/11 taking place every single day in Iran, in Iraq right now, in Syria, Lebanon, with groups like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram in Africa. I mean, it's the plight of Christians has never been as grim as it is right this moment. So let me encourage you to do something here, folks. Pray for the persecuted church. And as Mark just called in earlier, pray also for our team as we continue to work on these issues. There are so many issues we're hitting and dealing with, but your help is making a big difference. We're going to take more of your phone calls when I come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going up on Periscope coming up on the break. Folks, download that Twitter, that application, that app, and you could join the conversation. I'm having direct offline conversations during the breaks with our listeners from all over the world that are participating with Periscope. So we encourage you to do that. And again, I'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. It's Friday. We'll talk about any topic that's on your mind right now. We've got a lot to talk about, of course, as we continue to do this. A huge thank you again to those of you that are standing with the ACLJ. We could not have done it without you. You made a huge impact. Thank you. We have another request, and that is a book, brand new book coming out called Undemocratic that we've written. It's called How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Freedoms and Liberties and How We're Going to Take Them Back. It is a hardback book. It is engaging. It covers the problems of the bureaucracy, the unelected branch of government, I call it, and the most powerful, the most dangerous. You can have a big impact because I want to get this book, as we did on ISIS, on the bestsellers list because that gets it attention and notice. We also want to get it into the hands of every member of the United States House and Senate. So every one of you that buy a copy of the book, we're going to get someone to buy a copy of the book as well to give to a member of the House and Senate. So that makes a big difference here. We're working that out right now. Go to undemocraticbook.com for more information or just order the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Undemocratic. By me, Jay Sekulow. It is available for pre-order now. We encourage you to do that. And we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 when we get back from this break. And we're going up on Periscope right now.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It is a critical time. As U.S. and Iranian negotiators sit at the bargaining table, it's time that the plight of the four Americans held hostage in Iran, including American pastor Saeed Abedini, are raised at the bargaining table, not on the sidelines. The U.S. must demand the release of Pastor Saeed and the other Americans before any deal with the Iranians is finalized. Now on Capitol Hill, there's discussion and debate about the negotiations. At the ACLJ, we're calling on Congress to stand up for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans. We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I always like that song with our friend Ricky Skaggs, the Marshall Tucker Band classic. You can play that mandolin. And by the way, we haven't put that song out on Facebook yet. We're going to do that in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to get that one up. That was a great song. We should get that one out. By the way, like the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page and like the Jay Sekulow Facebook page and the American Center for Law and Justice Facebook page. We encourage Jordan's Facebook page. We encourage you to do that. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm glad to say our Periscope audience is with us as well. And if you've got questions, bring them in. We're going to be taking them. We're going right back to our phones now at 800-684-3110. Paula is calling in from New York on line three. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Thanks again for taking my call. I'm just wondering how it is we are so shocked and dismayed when people that are brought up in our Western culture of freedom and democracy, we're shocked when people will leave this and go over to support ISIS.
Well, this is because, you know, Turkey is the link, by the way. So I was just at Oxford University. We just had a program on this at our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy. How do you join to fight ISIS? You leave your country of origin, the United States, someplace in Europe, maybe North Africa, and you go through Turkey, and they let you go through, and then you go fight with ISIS, for ISIS. And they are the link. And it is a dangerous, I call it an unholy alliance between these groups. And Paula, we are fighting that front. Our book, Rise of ISIS, deals with this. And that's available also in bookstores everywhere. I encourage you to get it. But yes, you got to stop the flow of money. And we are about to lift the money restrictions and the asset restrictions and the sanctions on the Iranians. And I'm afraid we're going to get nothing for it. Thanks for calling in, Paul. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you have a call, if you have a question, you could do it via Twitter as well. Also, let me encourage you. We've just started using Periscope. We're on Periscope right now, which means you could actually see me while I'm in studio. Talk to us. We've been talking to people during the breaks. We encourage you to do that as well. 800-684-3110 is our phone number. Caleb is calling from Texas. He's on line four. Hi, Caleb.
Good morning, Jay. I just have something real quick to say that I support what the ACLJ is doing.
Thank you.
Advocating for the release of Pastor Saeed. I also have a question regarding why is there a need for Congress to bring a bill to the floor for the Senate to ratify any international treaty with foreign powers or countries to something that's already required by our Constitution?
Well, because this is not a treaty. So a treaty, you're right, does have the two-thirds requirement for the Senate to ratify a treaty. But this is not a treaty. We're not entering into a treaty with Iran. This is a proposal to curtail, by the United States, the P5 plus one, other nations as well, to curtail nuclear development that could end up being a nuclear weapon. So it's not a treaty. And the president was going to do this without any congressional oversight. And the American people, you all reacted, responded, and the president said, yes, I will allow Senate and the House to have input here, and that's what's being debated now. Now, the amendments on the Corker legislation, one of them in particular calls for the recognition by the Iranians of Israel as a precondition, and also the release of the Americans that are held hostage. So we are praying for those to move forward. But again, at least the bill, we hope that will pass. And then we hope, of course, the amendments take place. But we're working on that. That's part of our advocacy here at the ACLJ. And I appreciate you calling in, Caleb. Thank you for doing that. 1-800-684-3110. We just got a few minutes left. Let me go ahead and say a couple things here. Number one, when it comes to Saeed Abedini, Jason Razan, Amir Hakmati, Robert Levinson, pray for them, pray for their families. You notice what's happening in the last week. The families are all talking about each other now. And I think this is important because now the connective is significant. And I'm happy to say that connecting is, I think, really helping the situation. I also want you to know at the ACLJ, we are using every media capability we have to advocate for those that cannot speak for themselves. And that's whether it's this radio broadcast, whether it's television, whether it's an appearance on Fox News, whether it's Facebook, social media, Twitter, now Periscope. We're doing a whole range of media. In fact, for those that are watching on Periscope, Logan, I know, has taken people around the offices here, so they've seen the media operation that we have at our media center. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to fight on these issues. And again, we had a big matching challenge month, and you made a huge difference. And we exceeded our goal by almost $125,000. We could not have done that without you. So, again, a huge thank you. Let me take Mark's call from California. He's on line 5. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Listen, this is a good segue into your book. I plan on getting Undemocratic.
Great.
Because this leads right into what you stood
sure.
for so many years, and we really appreciate all the work that you've done. This involves Liberty, the Morgan Hill school case.
Yep.
I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
Yep, flag
I don't know
case.
If your listeners are familiar with this very briefly. The bottom line is kids wore some T-shirts with the American flag and logo
right.
on it. And during Cinco de Mayo, a
right.
Mexican celebrated holiday in the United States, mind you, this was in the United States, got sent home because it caused some problems at school. And the Supreme Court recently just refused to take the case.
Right.
Bottom line is, your kids are not allowed to wear on the 5th of May, your kids are not allowed to wear an American T-shirt with an American flag on it to school.
Okay, Mark, let me correct something there. You got the case right, but the holding is not correct. There is nothing that prohibits a student from wearing an American flag on a T-shirt, as long as it's not disparaging to the flag, as to school on any day. That was one case in California. It did go to the Supreme Court, but they refused to hear it. That does not set a precedent. That just means they declined to hear it. So while it was very fact-specific, so I don't want people to think that the American flag is banned in school, but Mark, where you are right is the administrative overreaction to these situation is what's causing the problem. And you're also correct, and I'm going to send you our book, Mark, so we're going to get your phone number here, and we'll send it to you when it comes out May 19th. I'm going to send you a copy of Undemocratic, but I still encourage you to go buy one because we want to get on that New York Times bestsellers list. You can help us do it. But you're right. The administrative overreaction is the problem there. But the American flag is not banned in the United States of America's public schools. And I know with our friends that are watching on Periscope, we're hearing from people all over the world. But the fact of the matter is, this was a Supreme Court, it went to the Supreme Court, but they did not hear the case. So that is significant in that. We have covered a lot of material today, but I can't close the broadcast again without saying to all of our members that participated in our matching challenge campaign, thank you. $1,337,853.17. Last year, we had a great year last year. It was $970,000, and that was a lot of money. And we beat it by almost $400,000. And we could not have done it without you all standing with us. So, again, all I could say from all of us at the ACLJ and our lawyers, government affairs professionals around the globe, from our media teams, thank you. Couldn't do it without you. As we close the broadcast out, again, if you want to sign on to that petition, last day to do it. We're getting really close to 200,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, if you want information about the book, Mark was just mentioning an Undemocratic, just go to undemocraticbook.com. Undemocraticbook.com. I'm the author of the book, and it is going to be available May 19th wherever books are sold. But we want to encourage you to go ahead and pre-order, because you know what that does? That's going to help us get on that New York Times list. And you remember what that did for Rise of ISIS? We could take our country back from these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, but we need your help. Go to buy the book Undemocratic and visit undemocraticbook.com. Have a great weekend and pray for those persecuted.
We're calling on Congress to pass legislation that requires the Iranians to release the captive Americans before any deal is finalized. It's time for Pastor Saeed and the other Americans to come home. Send a powerful message to the Obama administration and to Congress. No deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is freed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.